finish up our discussion of hats, jackets, and gartels. We did hats, we did jackets. One thing we didn't do regarding jackets, though, is what if you... So we were pretty strong about that you should have a jacket at least Shabbos, right? Certainly during the week also, when it's a Shas Shalom, it seems that Chachamim v'Talmideihem, it's a good thing to do if you're a Chacham v'Talmideihem, and according to the Kaf HaChaim, even if you're not a Chacham v'Talmideihem, to have a jacket for davening. The Isha Yisrael discusses what if you don't have a jacket when davening starts, should you? But it's coming. Meaning someone's running, getting you can run out and grab your jacket, but then you're not going to be able to start Shemon Esrei with the Tzibur. You're going to miss the beginning of Shemon Esrei with the Tzibur. So he quotes from Rav Neubert, author of Shemur Shabbos Kilchasa, that Im Tzibur Maschilim L'Spalel Ve'in Lo Mi'il Adif La'Haschil Itam B'Yachad Shemon Esrei Mi'lahamten Atshielos Mi'ilo Mishamal Tzfil B'Tzibur. The mile of Tzfil B'Tzibur, starting together with the Tzibur, is much better than the mile of davening with the jacket. Would that apply to Shema?
Going outside and getting a jacket would mean you might miss.
My name is Birch Kriyashma. I don't think that applies because that's not to feel the Tzibur.
Yeah.
Well, what
that question, there's
washing
hands.
So that would be different, I would think. Well, it depends what you hold about washing hands. If you hold the Tzmaker Adin that it's required before the tefillah, meaning that your choshish, you touch Mekom HaSamen Tanafim, and you hold that Mekom HaSamen Tanafim actually have a din of Mekom HaSamen Tanafim, and you know that it would be a chiyuv, then you would have to do it. You just can't, you know, shouldn't daven without doing it. If you hold that that it's just a chumrah that you take upon yourself, and tefillah b'tzibur is a din, right? So that would be No, he's saying even for tefillah b'tzibur, better to worry about tefillah b'tzibur. If you don't have it, Rosh Hashanah writes, others write that if you don't have it, daven, unless you, they say preferably if you could daven at a later minyan when you will have it, that's better. But if not. Okay, gartels. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Sadi Aleph. There are two issues that come up when we talk about a gartel for davening. What is enough in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that you can't say Dvar Mishnah B'Kedusha when Libo Roa Es Ha'erva, when your heart, there's no separation between the top half of your body and the bottom half of your body. So you need something that separates the two in order to say Shema. You know, right? The Mishnah talks about if you're in a mikveh, can you dirty the water, stick your neck out of the mikveh, something like that? Stick your, right? So there's a Libo Roa Es Ha'erva is a problem. Nowadays, with the style of clothing that we wear, where we have pants, we have underwear, we have belts, we have all sorts of things that are mafsik, that make it, that it's not Libo Roa Es Ha'erva, so that's not the issue. The issue is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tefillah Siman Tzadi Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Tzarech leiz la'azor ezor b'shas ha'tefillah, afilu yesh lo avnet she'en Libo Roa Es Ha'erva. Even if you already took care of the Libo Roa Es Ha'erva problem, still you need to put on something else, another type of belt, mishamichon, as a way of showing that you're preparing yourself to go greet God. Other brachos you don't have to worry about, just for davening. This is only a davening thing, for Shemona Esrei. But other brachos, not so important to have this extra beged. So basically, the Shulchan Aruch says, forget about Libo Roa Es Ha'erva, there is an additional chiyuv to have an additional belt on. And that would seem to be the basis for having a gartel, even with contemporary clothing as it is, where we don't have problems with Libo Roa Es Ha'erva. You have this other special idea of going to greet God with the special miyuchadika belt. Mishnah Berurah says, the heter. What's the heter? Why do people? So many people not do it. So Mishnah Berurah says right there, Yeshom oh the dafka misha rugil kolayom bechagura, av misha holik kolayom belochagura. Gam misha tefillin tzarich lachmir. He says, no. What are we talking about when we say you put on this chagura? It means someone walks around. Whenever he goes outside, he puts on this nice belt. But he sits down to have a meal, so he loosens this outer belt that he's got on, and then when he gets up to daven, he should retighten that outer belt. He shouldn't keep it off or loose or whatever. He has to put on that outer belt again. But a guy who doesn't walk around at all the whole day with any of with such a belt doesn't need to have such a belt for tefillah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Nevertheless, he says, "Umiu midas chasidus af b'chiyah gavna." But it's still a midas chasidus. He doesn't say chacham v'talmideim. He says midas chasidus. Right? That's a separate level, separate madrega. Midas chasidus to do it, even in that situation where you don't walk around with a belt the whole day. The tefillah kehilchasa quotes that the Chazon Ish was makbid. Chazon Ish, not a chassid, was makbid b'chagiras gartel tefillah, that he would put on a gartel for tefillah. Why? What's the reason for it? So the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, which I mentioned yesterday, says Vatam Ayn Besidut Slusa Davra Mishum Da Avnet Ein Bo Chashivus VeEzer Yesh Bo Chashivus. Meaning we wear belts, but there's no chashivus to them. So you want to wear something else, something special that has a chashivus to it. Because again, the whole idea is based on that Gemara Shabbos Daf Yud. It all goes back to that about greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that shows the utmost respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kaf HaChaim writes Ezer Hu just defining terms, the avnet is what's under the jacket and the ezer is what's on top of the jacket. So you want to put on something else, not under the jacket, but the gartel should go on top of the jacket. To the extent that Minhag Yisrael Torah quotes from the Torah Yikutiel, that he quotes from his Rebbe, the Aruga Sabosem, that one of the Talmidim, after his wedding, wasn't wearing a gartel, and he wouldn't let him daven for the Yamin until he got himself a gartel. Okay, but again, Midas Chasidus for us. Which parts of davening need it? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes inside the Aleph Dalid that it's only B'Shas HaTfilah, and not B'Shas Kriya Shema, not B'Shas HaBrachos, Dafka for Shas HaTfilah. In terms of the Libra Rosa Erva issue, just parenthetically, the Aruch HaShulchan mentions that you don't even really need something tight for Libra Rosa Erva. You just need something that touches your skin. So, you know, you have an ample stomach, and your clothing therefore doesn't hang loosely on you; it just naturally touches your skin. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's anyway not Libra Rosa Erva. It wouldn't be a Libra Rosa Erva problem to begin with. The Rambam interestingly doesn't mention in Perikei Avluchos Tefillah amongst the things to be careful about when he talks about things to be careful about when dressing for davening. Doesn't mention this one, which is unusual, especially if Shulchan Aruch says you have to do it, right? The Rambam doesn't mention it. The Tshuvas HaHanhagos, Rav Shturmbach, I mentioned yesterday, has a tshuva on this topic. So Rav Shturmbach in Chelik Aleph Simen Samach Tes writes, V'nira shekivan sheyisod hachiyuv, v'mishum hichon likras alokecha, v'hainu shekavod l'melech kein. It's a way of showing kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ayin Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Perikei, l'chein hainu dafka b'begadim sha'avnei noi, kimo b'chaltal b'begadim aruchim kamohu. He says an unbelievable chiddush. He says, this whole idea of a gartel is only on begadim that makes sense, that it looks nicer when there's a gartel. A raincoat. Right? So some raincoats, the style used to be, I don't know if it still is, that they would have, a belt on the raincoat. Why? Because that's the style. It would look nicer when there's a belt on the raincoat. So if you're going to wear, not that you should wear a raincoat for davening, that's a separate issue, but you're going to wear a type of beged where all the begadim that we have such a style, you don't wear for davening anyway, like a raincoat, a robe. You're not allowed to wear a house robe for davening. You have to wear something that you could wear out in the street, right? But it's only, says Rav Shturmbach, on those types of begadim that are actually beautified by putting an extra belt on the outside. But you wear a regular short jacket, so if you wear a kapata or whatever, something like that, so then, you know, you wear a bekisha, so it's beautified, it's a long garment, so it makes sense. Those types of garments, robes and raincoats, which are roughly the same length, are beautified by having an extra belt. But Rav Shturmbach says, you're wearing a short jacket, you're wearing a regular suit, it's not beautified at all by having a belt, and therefore he thinks it's not a kavod at all. He says, Adrabba, it seems to be more of a mockery than it is a kavod. And he says, Lfiza elu shalov shum klal begadim eshad b'chagura gam midus chasidus ein. He says, it's not even a midus chasidus if you're wearing a regular suit jacket to put on a gartel. Shashaych rakam ha-begadim eshad b'chach. Dafka kumobis manam. He says that's if you have a special kind of beged like that. Rav Shturmbach has a thing against gartels, anyways. Like if you read the rest of the tshuva, he doesn't seem so happy about the way a lot of people wear gartel. I don't know. He's not so happy. He has something against it. I'm not sure what the issue is. We don't always necessarily pass on like everything Rav Shturmbach says, but it's an interesting idea that he has that the gartels dafka, since it's a din showing cover, it should be in a kavadik way.
Like, is the one they use now, like it's like a string. It's not like a belt.
So it depends. I mean, you get a nice thick rubbish of gartel, it could be very nice. I don't know. I mean, it's a belt in the sense that, what do you mean? What do you tie around a robe if you're the kind of guy that wears a robe around the house? So it's also
very thin. It's very thin.
Okay. Yeah.
Kav Chaim was defining what we call gartel, what goes
above the jacket. Yeah.
And then if you wear it under the you're not Mekayim gartel.
Meaning he thinks that's just a belt. Right. He thinks that's just a belt. He thinks that it should dafka be something that's over the
suit. Everyone.
What?
That's everyone. No one wears it over like
that. Over their suit? Many people do. Yeah. Some people do. Yeah, I don't know. You can ask a Sephardi about a gartel. Come on, that's the Kavachaim Shita. That should have to be worn over the suit. Okay, that's all I have on gartel. So my cone is right there. All your other questions on gartel. Okay, tomorrow we'll move on to something else.